in the most practical of terms, it means that there's going to be 2.1 cent per litre added to the price of petrol and 2.5 cent per litre added to the price of diesel from next Tuesday night, from midnight on Tuesday going into Wednesday morning, because that's when the change to the carbon tax takes effect. So, yes, it was well flagged. We expected that it was going to come, and indeed it did. But really, this one-off measure isn't the most important thing that we think right now, because as we're coming into the end of this government's term of office, we have to reflect on the fact that since June 2020, when Micheál Martin first walked into the office of an Taoiseach, the government has added 20 cent per litre more tax on every single litre of fuel sold in Ireland. So if somebody's going onto a forecourt in Donegal this afternoon and filling their tank, a 60 litre tank, that's €12 more tax than they were paying back in 2020 when this government took office. And we don't think that's right. We think that that is an unfair burden on Irish people, and most particularly on people in border areas where we know that there is a very, very significant price differential north and south of the border.
And Kevin, we're just a focus on perhaps those more border counties. If we look at the Northwest region, are Northwest motorists almost being let down by these decisions being made?
Well, I think all motorists throughout the country are being let down. Perhaps the people who are being disproportionately let down are forecourt operators in Donegal and other border counties, because they're trying to compete with people who are able to sell their fuel at really dramatically lower levels north of the border. And because, let's be honest, it's not unreasonable that a person will think that if they can save €12 on filling their tank by driving 2 or 3 miles up the road and crossing the border, they would do that. I wouldn't actually criticise them for doing that. I would criticise the government that has put us in a situation where that is the case. And the consequence of that is that fuel stations near to the border with Northern Ireland are really, really under pressure. And you will see, I mean, some have already fallen as a result of this price differential, and it's getting worse. And more businesses will fail, leads to more people being put out of work, but also it means that the shop which is attached to their forecourt, which is often in rural areas, as you will well know, the only retail outlet in some communities, will also be gone. And that's something which is a real problem, not just for fuel supplies, but also for communities in rural Ireland and near border areas.